What up? What up? What up? And happy new year. Welcome to yet another episode and the first episode of 2019 of Popping Off with Phil, the podcast. I didn't podcast last week because it was Christmas, and I hope that each and every one of you had a magnificent holiday. I did because I was off, which was great. And I was literally sitting on my couch finishing up a book because I have been reading this book for so long. I Can't Date Jesus by Michael Archino. It's a great book. I suggest any and everybody read it. But I'm determined to finish the book because, like I said, I've been reading it for months. And so I'm on the last couple of pages, but it occurred to me that today is Tuesday. And I was like, oh, fuck, I haven't podcasted today. And so here I am just to say hello. I think this year is going to be interesting. I think that there's going to be a lot of things that we are going to have an opportunity to dialogue about. My anticipation is to step it up and to create a platform, a space where co-hosts can talk among themselves and we can have other conversations that will hopefully carry on to the actual podcast episodes. I plan on inviting some guests this year so that there is some dialogue between me and other people about topics that I think are important to our community, meaning the Black community, our community, meaning the LGBTQIA community, our community, meaning millennials. There's a lot of communities that I'm a part of, and I want authorities in certain subjects that I am not an authority in to be a part of the conversation to hopefully help and steer us in the right direction. I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and it brought this to mind. You know, Oprah once said that, you know, throughout life we're presented with different challenges, different experiences, and the goal in every challenge is to learn a lesson. And if you don't learn the lesson, you find yourself repeatedly being in the same situation or the same situation presenting itself to you. And the question is, why do I keep ending up in this space? And it's because we don't take heed to the lesson, whatever that lesson is to be learned. I know for me and my finances, being a good steward of the money that I have is a lesson that I have not, I've not grasped completely. And, I had an opportunity this past week to use my credit card, or not really opportunity to use my credit card, but the choice. Was like, do I use the money that I have in my account or do I use a credit card? And you would be very proud of me. I decided to use the money that I had in my account versus a credit card. But I think the lesson is for me, just being a better steward of what I have, learning how to balance and budget what I have, not spending money that I don't have, not overspending in anticipation of something, some unique windfall coming my way, or spending money that I don't yet have because I know that it's coming. I think we've all done that. We know that we're going to get a bonus. We know that we're going to get a raise. We know that we're going to be getting some additional monies coming to us. And so our response is, oh, it's okay if I go ahead and spend this extra money today for this particular thing because I know that I'm going to have the money later. It's a bad habit. And so until you learn the lesson, that will continue to present itself. And the unfortunate thing is you'll find that you'll continue to make the same mistake and you'll continue to get the same outcome and you'll be wondering, why am I in this space? Something a little bit more practical. The people we choose to have in our lives. I'll be the first person to admit that I definitely get something from being needed. You know, that whole somebody wanting me to be around, somebody needing me to help them funnel through choices and make decisions is a high for me. And for a very long while, I was attracting people who were very much so in need. And while there's parts of me that believe it's important to give, I was putting myself in a situation where I was constantly being used And there was a lot that I was putting and pouring into a person, but I wasn't receiving anything in return. And once I acknowledged that and was like, ah, this is the problem. This whole concept of wanting to be needed is an issue. You need to figure out how to get away from that issue. And you have to acknowledge when you offer something to somebody, because I have this tendency, as many of us probably do, to think that I have the solution that's going to make your life better. And so I'm going to offer this solution to you because I have come to the conclusion that this is the best thing for you. And then being offended when you don't agree or don't take me up on it. You know, the lesson is learning to let go. And, you know, you can present an idea or a suggestion to someone, some way that they should go, but you should never make it your business to ensure that they go that route. And that's okay, you know? So I think a really valuable lesson to take into 2019, and one of the first lessons that I'll share with you this year, is making sure that you learn the lesson the first time. Because if you don't, that particular situation will continue to show up in your life, and you'll wonder, why am I in this space? Why do I keep choosing the wrong person? You know, what is it that all of these wrong people have in common? You know, why do I keep attracting liars? Why do I keep attracting cheaters? Why do I keep attracting people who are emotionally unavailable? What is it that you are putting into the atmosphere? What is it that you are sending out? What are you admitting that draws these types of people in? You know, figure out what that void is so that you can avoid, figure out what that void is so you can avoid being in that situation constantly. Learn the lesson. Because once you learn the lesson, you can move forward. It's almost like a graduation of some sort. It's like, I've gone through the class. This was the test. I passed the test. And now that I've gotten it, I never have to take this test again. I never take this exam again, because I've already gotten the credit. I've already gotten the grade. I can move on. It's 2019, y'all. I can't believe it. 2018 zoomed past me, like I'm sure it zoomed past many others. But like I said in an earlier podcast in December, New Year is today, bitch. I meant that. Yes, today is January 1, but there is nothing wrong with continuing good habits that we began in 2018, whether it was around your birthday or you just woke up one morning and be like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. For me, it was going back to therapy. It was deciding that it was time to do a check-in to make sure that everything was right, or that I was doing okay, or that I was processing things correctly. And the time couldn't be perfect because I'm in a new relationship and I'm in a relationship for the first time. So there's a lot of things that I think I know or I've observed. And, you know, my therapist is, well, how do you know this? You've never been in a relationship before. How do you know this? And how do you know that? So it was a perfect time to get mentally calibrated with my finances, making the choice to, you know, to wean myself from the dependency of credit card usage, because I realized that my entire adult life is informed by the fact that I've always had access to credit. And, you know, at a time where I didn't have student loans, well, at a time where I didn't have graduate student loans, at the time where I didn't have a car note, you know, relying on credit wasn't awful because I could make those payments and there was always extra money there. Well, it's not like that anymore. Got a car note now, and every time I get a new car, the car note gets a little bit more expensive because there are negative equity and other issues and that you carry on with you as you move forward. Another valuable lesson that I'll talk about at a later date. But, you know, those bad habits, trying to break those bad habits, that was something else that I wanted to start in 2018 that I plan on carrying through 2019. And I'm very proud of myself because just yesterday was the opportunity to use credit versus using my money in my account. And I chose to use money in my account. So I'm constantly growing. I'm constantly evolving. I'm constantly trying to learn from the mistakes that I've made, not to put myself in a worse situation. And so I want to encourage all of you to do the same. You know, it's the first day of 2019. You have an opportunity now to do whatever it is you want to do with this year that you may not have done last year, or to continue working towards something that you started last year. And I just want to let you know that we're all in the same boat. You know, whether people admit it openly or not, there's always something that someone's trying to achieve, trying to accomplish, trying to complete. So we just have to find ways to encourage one another and be sensitive to the fact that your struggle may not be my struggle, but that doesn't mean that you're not in a struggle. And since we're both in a struggle, let's struggle together. Let's find out ways to support one another, to encourage one another, to be support for one another. And, you know, because I'm a firm believer that nothing's new under the sun, that my struggle is not unique to me, that someone else has been through it. Have those conversations with people that you trust, people that you are curious about, and or people that you are curious how they've been able to navigate certain aspects of their lives. Because let me tell you, everybody has had some type of financial issue that they've had to figure out. Everybody has had to try to navigate credit card debt and still trying to live a life where it doesn't seem like all they're doing is working and paying off bills. Everybody's had to live through that. So tap on the shoulder of one of your older brothers or sisters. Tap on the shoulder of an older friend. Tap on the shoulder of a relative that you trust and say, hey, I know that this isn't just me. I'm pretty sure you've been 30. You've been 35. How did you get through this? What did you do? How did you manage it? You know, making choices that may not be popular, but are the best choices for you, is another lesson that I want people to learn. You know, sometimes when you talk to people about what you're thinking, your musings, you know, you get deflated because they don't always jump on your bandwagon and they don't always support what you think. But it's important to know that we all have to make the best choice for our individual lives, and that may not register to someone else, but that doesn't mean that it's not the right choice for you. Just make sure you do your research, make sure you ask the right questions, make sure that you're informed, and forge forward. You know, at the end of the day, nobody has to deal with what you have to deal with other than you. No one has to deal with your life choices other than you. So make the best choices for you, even if it's not the popular choice to the greater community. Anyway, don't want to ramble on, don't want to keep you. Just wanted to say Happy New Year. I am praying that everyone has a prosperous and successful year. I'm sure that there's a lot of things that are going to come our way, but through faith and through prayer and through quiet meditation and spending time getting to know ourselves just a little bit better, I know we're going to get through it. I love you guys for real. Continue to support, continue to listen, continue to share. When you have an opportunity, rate, review on your platforms, be it Google Podcasts, be it Apple Podcasts, be it Stitcher, be it Anchor, be it Pocket Cast, be it Overcast, or wherever you might listen to this particular podcast. Be looking for some new information, new ways for us to communicate with one another, new ways for co-hosts to communicate with each other. I'm really looking forward to this year. Keep supporting your boy. What else can I say? Anyway, peace. Have a great week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.